This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype again now that we are back in our Keene, New Hampshire studios after having done a week's worth of shows in the middle of the woods at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We now have our internet access, quality internet access back. It was nice, though, at Porkfest to actually have usable internet most of the time throughout the festival. For longtime attendees, you will know that you'll remember that internet has been terrible at Porkfest in the past. But thanks to some enterprising, well, one enterprising individual, Michael Hampton, who's one of our technical advisors behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live, he provided internet access for more than twice as many people this year. Because he started last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this year he had more than twice as many orders, exceeding his amount of orders that he had from the year prior within 2 days, I think, of setting up his internet access.
Wow.
Derek J., welcome to Pre-Talk Live.
Hey, good to be with you.
Well, welcome back, actually. In fact, this is like a radio marathon for you today. You filled in as host for the Angel Clark Show today, correct?
That's correct, yes. So for the last 2 hours at LRN.FM, I've been holding it down for the Angel Clark Show.
And now you're going to clock in another 3 hours here on Free Talk Live. Then you're going to appear on this man's show. Michael W. Dean is with us from the Freedom Fiends. My understanding, Derek J. is going to be on for another 2 hours of radio after this tonight. Do we have Michael Dean? Michael?
Yeah. I thought it's so weird. I've been doing like stuff with people in different parts of the country I can't see. I go out for a week to where I'm sitting in the room with my co-hosts, and now I'm like waiting for the visual cue. I thought you were talking to Derek, man. It was a life-changing experience. Right. I recommend it for everybody.
Well, that's a pretty big thing to say, Michael W. Dean. And I have to say, I was really pleased to be able to meet you and your wife, DJ, for the first time ever. You mentioned that you actually hadn't come out to any sort of event in almost a decade. I think it was like 07 or something was the last time you went out to something like this. And of course, you've never been to anything like Porkfest before. But
I've been to a lot of events where, you know, the people who are the minority get together with other people who are the minority and don't feel like as much of a minority. And it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
what was life changing about the Porcupine Freedom Festival for you? Because that's a pretty big thing to say.
These people exist. First of all, I got to meet my little friends from the internet, as we call each other. You know, I met all the fiends, all my co-hosts that I'm doing shows with. I hung out with them, got to know them, met Ben Stone, met you, met Mark, met Derek Jay, met Derek Slopey, the Meowbit guy, mm-hmm. met Ernest Hancock. It's like, you know, you do all this stuff on the internet and then you realize these people are real. And the other thing is not just meeting my imaginary friends from the internet, but seeing LibPair, you know, Libertarian Paradise in action. This literally was it for a week. I mean, there were really no laws. No, like, you know, man-made laws, but nobody got hurt. Nobody got harmed. I didn't see any fights. I didn't see any arguments. Some people were intoxicated. People were carrying guns. There was nothing dangerous happened.
Yes, there were guns and weed and other drugs present at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and everything was okay. In fact, Derek and I were talking on the last night at the campfire, which unfortunately you couldn't attend. You were there for several days during the week, but you had to take off early. But observing that it didn't seem like there were as many drunk people at Porkfest this year as in last year, for instance.
Yeah, I'm sober 20 years, and I didn't feel like, oh, my God, people are drunk. Well, I did meet, like, Gigi Bowman, met my wife, and then spilled a drink on her. That was about it.
I'm not saying there weren't drunk people at Porkfest, just that there weren't as many of them, or at least if there were, they weren't as obviously drunk.
And it was pretty easy to, you know, like, nobody, I didn't feel like I was at a frat party or anything. You know, I didn't feel like I couldn't get away. I could just walk over one campground and get away from anybody who's really loud. Nobody mm-hmm. followed me drunk and yelled at me.
Right.
like they have at some other events. You were tripping for the first time ever on radio. That's a radio first, Ian.
You mean on your show? On
my
Freedom
show.
Feeds.
Oh, you're the consummate professional. You'd never trip on your show, but you'll trip on my show, and it was great.
it was a very, very light trip. It wasn't much of one at all. It was some old LSD that I took.
Vintage.
Yeah, probably
was it from the 70s?
LSD, no, it was probably no more than 2 or 3 years old. Okay. The problem is LSD doesn't hold up very well over time, especially when exposed to heat.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you keep it in the dark. But no, it was awesome. It was great to get to experience Freedom Fiends, and I was there on both of your live nights. Your show was live 3 times, but you were on it 2 out of those 3 times.
I was flying there one night. Yeah.
I got to see some parts of the episode with Ian, but I was there for the whole episode Wednesday, Michael, and it was historic. I really felt like this was just
great.
One of the most amazing episodes of the Freedom Fiends ever. It's going to be really hard to top tonight.
Yeah, it was in the top 10 of 420-some episodes we've done, and it was definitely the best post Vidotti episode. It was really cool. It really gelled. It was really fun. What did you say to me, Ian, about windowless bunkers and getting out of the house?
I was really, really impressed. I didn't know what to expect out of a guy who brags about living in a windowless bunker and not leaving and not socializing. And it turned out you're a real showman. Like, you put on a performance for people, and in a very funny way, with, I think it was Davi who termed it physical comedy.
Well, Davi said physical comedy doesn't work on radio, but I listened to it today, and even though I was there, I forgot that I was there, and it worked because we were explaining it.
Most of it was explained, although I felt like there were a few times where the co-host could have given some more explanation as to what was going on off mic. But otherwise, you know, it's a middle of the show, middle of the night kind of show, and I thought it went very, very well.
How'd you like having a live audience too, Michael? That must have been different for the show.
It was fabulous, and there was actually a segment that only they saw and they really loved that didn't go out because I broke the internet. I was playing with the effects. As soon as Ian said he was tripping, I reached over and like quietly started playing, adding effects, pitch shifting up and down on Ian and Davi to see if Ian had noticed it. And he finally noticed it. We left it on, but it was only going to the speakers in the room. It wasn't going out on radio. And then I hit the wrong button. You know, being I am the consummate audio professional, but not with that mixer necessarily. And it cut us out for one like 15-20 minute segment. And then I think they lost it. I think the internet connection broke on the second night because I went through the GCN archives, and you know, they absolutely like record everything as it goes out. And there mm-hmm. was in the night before that, the night after that, there was like a 10-minute section of like jazz music playing. And then they went to an episode that was 2 weeks old for a while and then came back.
Davi Barker also had pork scouts badges that one of them was honoring you, Michael, with Creamy Radio Audio.
It was honoring the Fiends. Did you get one of those? It was for the co-hosts.
Yeah. But then other people could use them as well. Like if they have a blog of their own or a podcast of their own and they've got Creamy Radio Audio. I think it's going to do a lot to inspire other Liberty lovers to produce media like that.
Yeah, we made a new one. We haven't made badges of it yet, but he came up with, you know, there's this saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. It's a Polish phrase for like, I don't want no part of that, man. That's your problem. But he sent me that he made a badge of that with like a flying monkey that looks like it's tripping from Wizard of Oz on it. And I had him change it to my circus, my monkeys. And we're going to make that. It's going to be the one, it's going to be the badge for the award for cat herding above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Cat herding, like actual cats, or just like anarchists?
Like people.
Yeah.
Like herding anarchists, you know, like making your little, you know, whatever planet you are in the libertarian universe, and you have your like things revolving around you, which is kind of like what Porkfest was. It was like all these rock stars with their followers running around, then everyone who's just camping and having fun, and then like the little garage bands who aren't rock stars like the Fiends. And it's like all of this stuff of herding, trying to get people to the same place at the same time for like, you know, like trying to organize and pull off, which we did, the Freedom Fiends first annual corporate retreat barbecue and team building exercise.
So cute.
Which you made, there's video of. You put it up. It's cool.
Yeah, video's actually already online.
Well, what you did was, Michael, you got your co-host together, because for people that aren't familiar with the Freedom Fiends, it is an overnight show during the week, and then on weekends it's middle of the afternoon. Via our Genesis Communications Network syndicate, also airs on LRN.FM. And your co-hosts are, except for DJ, your wife, all living somewhere else. And you brought them all together, or most of them, to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and y'all actually got to meet up in person, which must have been pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Glad to know you had a good time, Michael W. Dean, and I hear you might be going back next
year. Oh, we're coming back. As soon as it's announced, we're booking our hotels, and a few months after that, booking our plane tickets.
Unless, of course, you've already moved by that point to New Hampshire.
Always with the moving.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Michael W. Dean from FreedomThemes.com. We'll continue. Your thoughts are welcome on anything.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. You may bring up whatever you want. You can also do that via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first. It will be approved And then you'll be easily able to contact us on Skype, get on the air, and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
And Derek J.
Derek J., the host of Peace News Now, peacenewsnow.com. Go there to get a whole lot more of Derek J. He does a long-form show and also posts stuff throughout the week there, correct?
Yes. Yes, I do like blog stuff. If there's a peaceful resistor, someone going to jail for, say, collecting rainwater, as sometimes happens, I think that's important to report over at peacenewsnow.com.
So I want to talk more about your experience at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but first we go to Aaron listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to see if you had a chance yet to talk about that semi-truck driver that pulled over a police officer.
What? Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. You guys haven't seen this. Okay.
I've been in the woods for a week. I haven't seen any news. If something happened in the world in the last week, I have no idea what it was.
Hey, well, for good reason. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is awesome, so good for you guys for doing that, supporting that organization.
So tell me the story.
The story, I actually found it through the drudgereport.com. I put it up on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you.
As one of the show topics to vote on. But I linked to it there. But you know what was amazing about it? I said this truck driver, I guess, driving along, semi-truck driver, 18-wheeler, and a trooper flew by him. I think they said the speed limit was 60 miles an hour, and he flew by at like 70, and he was on his cell phone. And in this particular state, I guess, you assume from watching the video that there's some type of law prohibiting cell phone driving or something along those lines. Because the truck driver basically speeds up, comes up to this officer going, you know, however fast it needed to catch this officer, and he turns on a voice or video recorder, looked like an iPhone or something that was just faced towards the dashboard, and the officer comes up and says, hey, why did you have your horn? Why are you just honking on your horn? You know, what's your problem? What's wrong with your horn? And he's like, I had to pull you over. And the officer said, well, what for? He's like, well, you were speeding and you had your cell phone in your hand and it's wet roads out there. You were 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. You're on your cell phone and it would look like you weren't even paying attention. And this truck driver laid this out so perfectly. And the cop at first dug down really quick and said, well, you know, how do you know I was speeding? Do you have a radar gun or? Do you have a recording device? And then, you know, they went back and forth. He's like, I know you were. I saw you. And he said, by the way, I'm recording you right now. And then he picks up the phone and records the rest of the conversation, kind of, you know, actually records the officer in the door of his truck. From there, the officer just goes kind of like grasps for straws. He goes for, you know, well, why were you using your horn illegally? You were using it illegally. He's like, I wasn't using it illegally. I was trying to get your attention. You were speeding. Anyway, goes through the whole thing. And then the officer asks for the time log. Let me see how many hours you have left for the day. Are you overdriven on your time? Kind of grasping for straws. Then he goes back to his car and comes back. And it almost, you see like this change of heart come over. He's like, well, I saw you just got pulled over with a broken headlight. And so I'm not going to write you up for this instance. And I actually ran an inspection on your truck and it turned out clean. And anyway, you can see him kind of just backpedal all the way out. And tried to smooth it over with this guy. And the guy didn't back off, didn't say he wasn't going to not show the video online, didn't say any of that. He said, but you were speeding, and you shouldn't be held above the law. And anyway, you guys have got to see this. You got to put it up on Free Talk Live. Watch it during the break real quick, 2 or 3 minutes, and then come back and talk about it. It's an incredible video.
Cool, do you think man. This is something that other drivers could do?
Well, absolutely. You know what? At the very end, the driver picks up his phone. He turns it and points to his face. He's like, and that's what happens when the police know that they're recorded. Basically, they backpedal, they change their approach, and they become sympathetic to the fact that they were just caught doing something that they shouldn't have.
Now, so, Aaron, the backpedaling started when the cop noticed he was being recorded?
Well, after the truck driver made it clear that he was recording, and also made it clear that he was being recorded on his dash cam. When the officer came back from his car, running his driver's license and everything, it was a completely different tone. But what's so astonishing is to see the difference in clear day being videotaped in real time, in action. You can see the change. Now, any one of us caught in a lie, we do this. we do this naturally, and we'll say, okay, you know, I can either dig down and be a jerk and really, you know, double down on my lie, or I can come back and try to smooth things over. This was an example where I believe the officer was really trying to smooth things over so he wouldn't get in trouble. And ultimately, the truck driver said, look, you still were speeding. It doesn't change the fact that you gave me a perfect inspection and that you're not writing me a ticket and that you're sorry that you were going too fast. You were speeding. Ultimately, I was very impressed by the way that this truck driver handled the situation. And I think it's a model for every one of us that love that are liberty-minded and want to hold everybody equally accountable under the law.
I'm impressed by this truck driver too, Aaron, but I have to at least point out one observation, that the officer, before backpedaling on his tone and going all nicey-nicey, was...
You've seen this.
No, okay. As it's described by Aaron, it sounds like the officer was still under the "I'm investigating a crime" stance. He was saying, "Well, hey, you've used your horn illegally. You know, I'm going to run a background check, see what other things you've got. How? Let me check your logs." You know, he was still doubling down. So while I would be hopeful that more people pulling over cops and recording cops would have the effect that police officers would be friendlier and more honest, it seems just as likely that the cops will just be
jerks.
More like jerks.
Well, you're right. And to be clear, at first it was an investigation. At first he was going to give a ticket for using the horn illegally. At first he doubled down and was totally disagreeing with the truck driver and saying, no, you're wrong, that's not true, I wasn't on my phone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't until the truck driver pointed the phone at him and said, well, I'm recording this right now, and my cash, or my dash cam caught this whole thing. Then the officer went back to run the license.
Nope.
And in his moment of his car, I realized at that point that, oh shoot, I either can pull this out and fix it right now, or he could have still went down that same road, like, I'm going to give you a ticket for the horn and those things. I'm not saying it's right, but it's just interesting to see the evolution.
That's awesome.
Have you ever recorded the police, Aaron?
I personally have never recorded the police, but I've always been impressed. I've never had an opportunity, to be honest with you, but I've always been impressed by those people to do it. And you're an inspiration to me for those people who record anyone, not just the police. I'm a public official. I work for government personally. And when someone holds me accountable or holds one of my peers accountable, I still think that that's the right thing to do. And so I applaud these people. I think it's a good thing.
Aaron, I want to thank you for the heads up. I've got the story here. I'll post it over on our Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, so people can check out the video, and I will check it out when we get a chance.
Hey, you should get yourself a live streaming app on your phone. Be ready.
Yeah, Bambuser is the one that I use. Bambuser. What about you, Derek?
I use that as well.
Thanks, Aaron, for the call tonight. And yeah, all you have to do is install this app. It's free. Take a moment to get it set up. You got to install it and set it up. Make sure it's working. And once it's working, all you do is you launch that app when you want to go live to the internet, and it records to your phone at the same time. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful. powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's reflections on this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we can come back to here in a moment, or out-of-control police, in this case, one of them being busted by a truck driver who had his, you know, he's got a dash cam, apparently. Now, the video footage we have does not appear to be from the dash cam. It appears to be maybe from a cell phone or something like that. So he may have actually had two cameras running during this incident. An Illinois State Police officer busted for speeding. Cop then pulls the truck driver. The cop pulls the truck driver over for honking at him. And it's pretty good video so far. We've gone through about 2 minutes of it, and we'll continue to screen it. But you can go and watch it right now. Just link over to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, or rather, watch it after the show at your convenience. So we've got it linked up there for you on our Facebook, which you can access quickly by going to news.freetalklive.com. You can get to all of our Twitter, Facebook, email lists, all that stuff right there. Coming up on July 19th and 20th, the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's happening in Chicago at the McCormick Place South Building. That's where Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. We'll be talking to all kinds of interesting Bitcoin people and people from the Liberty Movement, because there's a lot of crossover there. So some of the guest speakers that you'll be able to see when you attend the North American Bitcoin Conference include Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Flip Filipkowski of the Peace Action Network, Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, Trace Mayer of the Armory Wallet, Vitalik Buterin of Ethereum, Jeffrey Tucker, who we just saw a few days ago at Porkfest, he'll be there, from Liberty.me, and Brock Pierce from Investing in Digital Currency, and many more. Go to btcchicago.com. You can buy your tickets with Bitcoin. As I understand, it's only $100 to go to this convention in Chicago. So get your tickets now at btcchicago.com for July 19th and 20th. The North American Bitcoin Conference, Free Talk Live, will be broadcasting live, as I mentioned. So maybe a little bit more about this video. of the police officer and kind of the idea of recording the police. The gentleman who called in considers himself a liberty-minded person. He looks up to the people who record the police. And I can understand why someone would be hesitant towards pulling out a video camera, because there
it can look antagonistic, can it? I mean, you're showing that you want to document this in case anything happens, right?
Sure, and I'm sure the police would like you to believe that they're just going to be nicey-nice and there'd be no chance of anything bad happening, so why not just put the camera away? But then again, if you don't have anything to hide, officer, what's the problem with having a video camera documenting this? What's the problem with having an objective viewpoint or record?
Well, they'll make something up. It's disorderly conduct. You need to have your hands free or something like that.
Or they think it's a gun or something ridiculous like that.
They've said that on video sometimes. That camera could be a gun. Right. Well, you're saying it's a camera, yeah, so.
It's recording you right here. You want to see? Have you ever seen a gun with a camera mount? It's just crazy paranoia on the part of the police in that case. But there have been a lot of instances where bringing a video camera out could be argued that it does result in the police escalating a situation, whereas you could theorize that they wouldn't have in the opposite scene. But there's no evidence for that, right? You can't play out the scene both ways. You never. That's the problem with doing activism, is you can't ever compare apples to apples. It's very, very rare that you can get a situation with activists and police, and when you pull out a to record the police, as far as I'm concerned, you become an activist at that moment. But, you know, you can never compare the exact two situations. Even if you get pulled over again by a police officer, you know, odds are good it's not going to be the same officer in the same circumstances. Your passengers might be different.
And every bit of activism affects the next. I mean, if this cop That's is true. Ever pulled over by a honking trucker again, you can bet he's going to act differently.
He may behave differently. That's true.
And even the people in his department who hear anecdotes about this story or watch the video themselves, they're going to act differently. Troopers who are from other states who see this video are going to act differently. So every time someone records or does activism, it's going to change the outcome of future events.
I believe though, Derek J., and this is after years and of recording the police in various different circumstances in different places, and I don't know if you would agree, I wonder if you're going to agree with me on this, that in general, bringing out a video camera, despite the times where the police act violently in front of a camera, and that has happened, I mean, I was kidnapped for recording video in Palmer, Massachusetts Town Hall, just for walking through the town hall and recording video.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know when they're going to strike. They could strike. But I believe that recording video of police in general makes a situation better.
Oh, yeah.
That overall, the police will behave better when on camera. And I think that also applies to whether or not you are the victim, whether or not you are the one who they're targeting, the one they're pulling over. Anytime you bring a camera to a police pullover, a police encounter on the streets, or wherever the police are talking to someone, whether it's you or someone else, I think it's generally for the better.
Well, that's an interesting one, because it can absolutely go both ways.
Yes.
Typically, when someone's being recorded, they act more honest. They're more accountable. There's anecdotal evidence of convenience stores setting up a fake camera and then leaving money out on the table so that people can go and pay for their coffee or their paper or whatever themselves. When they've got a camera looking down on the register,
yep,
everyone pays. There's no problem. No one steals. They take their paper, coffee, whatever it is, and they're perfectly accountable for their actions. However, as we saw in the example of this officer being pulled over by a truck or vice versa, the officers actually used the words, "I'm exempt. I am exempt from the law."
Right, because the trucker accused him of being on a cell phone.
Yeah, so he was saying, well, we're allowed to use technology.
Right.
So I think, yeah, it works both ways. Cops, they want to be more honest when they're on camera, because everyone does. Mm-hmm. But then again, they're cops, and they have this mentality that I'm exempt from the law. So
for the most part, they are. I mean,
well, yeah, that is true.
When they get in trouble, for instance, the Palmer, Massachusetts situation where I was arrested, I have no idea if at all the officer who arrested me was disciplined in any way, shape, or form. He did not cut me the $5,000 check that was a settlement in that case. I worked with the Massachusetts Civil Liberties Union, and that case was kicked out of court, and I got a settlement out of that, and, you know, the lawyer took a little bit of it, too. But that didn't come out of his paycheck.
Well, yeah, and that's what I love about the activism that Aaron brought up about recording the cops, because, yeah, while they don't face the same consequences as regular people when they commit crimes, they do have to face the consequence of public shame and being on camera and looking bad for their organization. You know, it really strikes it does damage to the veil of legitimacy of their organization.
When they look bad on camera.
When they look bad on camera, and they're not exempt from that.
That's true.
They may be exempt from consequences in other ways, but they're not exempt from their appearance on camera. They can't escape that.
So not only do I think that in general, recording the police brings more safety to a situation, it will make a situation more likely to go in the favor of the victim. Okay, because when a police officer encounters you, you're going to lose something. At the very least, you're going to lose your time trying to, you know, extract yourself from that situation or get the police to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very least, you're going to lose time. At worst case, you'll lose your life. And then in between there's varying different levels of what you could lose. You could lose your freedom. You could, you know, get hurt physically, et cetera.
You're thinking about it so negative, Ian. You gain a ticket.
That's certainly their perspective on things. But you're going to lose something. And we all want to minimize the amount of damage that the police can do to our lives and to our friends. And I think that's what the camera does in the long haul. But you have to use cameras, and you have to use them often in the same area in order to really effectively train the police.
Yes.
So it's useful for people to, wherever it is you happen to live.
Train the police. I like how you put that. Yeah, it's like they're dogs, and they need to be taught to how to respond to a camera. Oh, no, bad boy. You've been bad.
It's absolutely true, though, because, you know, look at the police and how they behave in Keene, New Hampshire. There's never an issue.
They're well behaved on camera. No.
In Keene, New Hampshire. That's because we have tread those waters here. We have created that reaction from the police of, okay, we know what's happening here. We know how to handle this. All right, let's just get the job done. And like last night, just a couple streets down from the studio here, Mark was leaving after the show. He calls me up. Of course, he doesn't stop to do anything. But he calls me up to say, hey, there's some guy getting arrested in your neighborhood. So I grab my video camera, hop on my bike, and head down there. And unfortunately, you know, I didn't get there until after the arrest had transpired. But they sure did wrap up that scene once I arrived. Now, you could argue they were going to wrap it up anyways, but I mean, I literally had the camera going for 30 seconds before they're packing it up and heading out. So I've seen, and I have seen situations where I have been there when it started. And I've seen the police back down. I've seen multiple cars arrive, and they all leave without even ticketing a person because we were there. More coming up here. What's your experience?
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. What has been your experience with recording the police? Derek J. and I have a lot of it, but what about you? Have you had positive experiences? Have you seen the police behave better when on camera, or did they turn bad or get worse when you pulled out a video camera? Did they attack you, grab the camera? What has been your experience? You're welcome to share it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. You know, there are a whole bunch of reasons that someone like you might want a second passport or to renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and people do this all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy, protest against foreign policy, to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You might want to get a second passport or even change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. Now, they take Bitcoin, and that's yet another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. Go to passportsforbitcoin.com as we continue here. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. Derek J. and I are kind of talking about the process of recording the police and, as I had suggested earlier, training them, essentially, getting them used to the idea of recording. Because if you've got a department that has had issues where officers have gone outside the bounds of their so-called authority and restricted freedom of the press and, you know, confiscated a camera illegally, and they've been smacked for that, like, say, Palmer in Massachusetts, where they arrested me for walking through town hall with a video camera. They lost that case, and they had to pay a settlement. In a situation like that, it's very likely that a memo went out to all of the officers saying, look, if somebody's got a video camera, you got to let them, you got to let them record or something like that. Because eventually, if a town loses too many suits in this way, as Weir, New Hampshire just did recently with the president of the Free State Project winning a wiretapping suit there, they're going to lose too many suits. They're going to have to start paying more for their insurance rates because each town has an insurance policy that covers the cost of going to court over these matters. And whenever they lose, that policy goes up. So there is an incentive for them to behave, but they have to, in some cases, get smacked legally first, which is expensive.
It's not just money or legal incentives, but they lose their legitimacy.
That's a big factor.
When in the Weir Police case, when the president of the Free State Project was charged with wiretapping for filming the police, and then they lose the case, it becomes clear that, hey, the cops didn't like that they were being recorded, and they used retribution to throw charges against a political activist and tried to throw her under the bus, tried to get her locked up for a serious charge. And what was it all for? So that they could hide from accountability. So
that's
I think
true.
Recording the police and other bureaucrats is the most important activism anyone can do.
I agree. And you're right. They are more afraid of showing up on YouTube and having their legitimacy damaged than they are a lawsuit.
That's no skin off their back. Someone else pays for it.
Right.
So but what they do care about is when that badge doesn't look so shiny anymore.
And that's what you can do. You can have that you can have that app on your smartphone device, and I believe Bambuser is available for iPhone and Android phones, and maybe some other phone apps or phone operating systems as well. So go check that out, Bambuser, B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R. And just, you know, it takes some practice. For instance, the Top Block video contest has now happened 2 years, and I've had the honor of being able to be one of the few judges of that contest.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of submissions came in this year, and you know, a lot of them, I thought, all right, well, you know, it's good that the camera person is out there and recording. Like, there's points are deserved for that.
Yes.
But it takes practice and gumption to cross the street, for instance, and get closer to a scene where you could actually see and hear what's going on. There was a lot of footage from, you know, like across a parking lot or across a street where you could see the police had pulled somebody over. You could see, you know, there might have been a DUI check being administered or something like that. You could kind of determine to some extent what was going on, but you really didn't know, you know, what was actually happening.
Well,
so there's different levels of being able to record the police as well.
Yeah, but getting in close can be very dangerous.
It can
and
be.
If people aren't prepared, I mean, if you're the only guy with the video camera, I'm against getting too close because you need someone to daisy chain and back you up. Like Dave Ridley, who's a video activist here in New Hampshire, recommended this to me whenever I do filming activism, is make sure you have someone who's getting the shot behind your shot so that if you're arrested, if you're going into the front lines, then there's someone who captures that arrest and perhaps even someone behind that or perhaps even someone across the street who's filming everything that's going on. Someone in a safety zone. So what's essential is that you have someone who's getting up close, getting audio and video that's usable, and then someone in the back who's just making sure that everyone's safe.
Gets the whole perspective on the situation as well. This is very important what you're talking about, and it's also advanced level activism, right? Like
yeah.
More than just you having more than one person. Like if you've got a cop block chapter where you live or nearby where you live, there may be other people who are willing to kind of go out and hit the streets and patrol looking for police. That would be, you know, kind of one action that cop blockers can do. But having more people is definitely the way to go, although even if it is just you, recording is still better than not.
Another tip that I find helpful is when I first installed my live streaming app on my phone, I thought it was good to go. I thought I was ready. I went to pull it out one time to go live stream and show someone how easy it is.
Logged in.
Whoops. Yep, I was not ready, and it took a few minutes to set up. So if that were a real emergency, I would have been in a world of hurt. And what I recommend to people from now on is when you set up a live streaming app, go ahead and record a video.
Yep, test it out.
Make a video. Hey, this is my live stream channel. Check back here for updates. If anything's going on, you'll see it live.
Yep.
You know, and that's a good way to test, make sure it works. You know what you're using, and then you're proficient with your tool for activism. It's essential.
Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. And then, you know, what you can also do is move your little icon for it to your main page or your main kind of bar, whatever it is you use the most. I always have mine on my home page on my Android phone.
Well, because you got to imagine when you're in a high-stress situation, motor skills are not working as they normally do.
Button presses, the better.
That's right.
Let's go to Adam. He's in Maryland, listening via LRN.FM. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Derek J. I don't know if you've been on the show recently, but it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, thanks,
Adam.
Back on Mondays as of the last few weeks, so welcome to you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think, like you said, recording cops really gives citizens the upper hand because I'm sure you all know, in a courtroom, you know, having that camera as an eyewitness is a vital tool because juries, judges, they tend to believe cops over normal citizens. You know that
absolutely.
That uniform, that badge, you know, gives them some kind of air of credibility, which is a bunch, you know, laughable to me and you and Derek as well. But you know that you know the public in the public eye, the cops are always telling the truth.
How much experience do you have with recording cops, Adam?
Really, I've only had two incidents. One time I was being tossed out of a mall for protesting, even though I had a permit to protest. The other time I was protesting, I tried to get a permit, but they denied me. And both times we had cameras, and both times, you know, I wouldn't say their behavior changed necessarily, but they were a little bit nicer than I think they would have been if the camera wasn't there. But I will say the most important thing is, and I think you just said it, live stream, Ustream, Bamboozer, you have to be streaming live because these cops will take your cameras, they'll take your cell phones, and delete your footage.
Let them know, too, as well. So it's important to stream live to the internet, and I think also to inform the officer, you are being recorded and live streamed to the internet. Let them know. Let them those words pierce through their mind. It may take them a moment before they realize, whoa, I can't confiscate this one, can I?
Yep.
Now, that may or may not be true. You could also, if you aren't even sure, like you may even have no internet connection, you could say something like this. Officer, you are being recorded and you may be being streamed live to the internet. You know, even if you, I don't think it's wrong to necessarily lie to a cop. Of course, if it's a federal cop, then it's a federal crime because they certainly are trained to lie to you. So I don't think it's wrong to say you are being live streamed, even if you know you're in a dead zone or something like that, because get them to think that they are on the line, then they need to be careful.
I like that the words that you use, you may be live streamed, because it's kind of like how they say, I'm asking you to, because they're not actually commanding you, they're asking you to do that, if there's a difference legally.
They usually say, I'm going to have to ask you, because to put have to in front makes it sound more like an order.
Right, right. And, you know, if you say you may be, that's not saying you are. The other thing I wanted to bring up, this video, I don't know if you guys linked to the original video. It looks like you did. But it really concerns me when you have websites like E-Bombs World, the BBC, I think CNN, all these different websites, they take, you know, this person's video and then they put it on their own website and make money off of it with ads and stuff. Like, doesn't that bother you guys?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't bother you?
Thanks for the call, Adam. I appreciate hearing you.
More views.
From you tonight, 855-450-FREE. Please borrow our videos and do whatever you want. If you can make $1 million off of them, great.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.